We are back again with ex-convict diaries, and I'm here, your host again, Penelope Jonas. As we always have this program every Sunday from 9 o'clock from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we have a very interesting a topic that we're going to discuss regarding the influence that comes on the first-time offenders. We have all seen it, how most of the times you have someone who committed a a small case or a minor offense, and as soon as they go into the correctional facility or in the custody, they'll even start engaging with bigger people or with bigger criminals, to a point whereby they'll even go ahead and start committing bigger crimes. So this Sunday, we are joined by one of the ex-convicts who once had an opportunity to speak to us, sharing his story. Mr. Elias, Tata Elias, na tuku tambla brata ngongo mumepo, na tuku pandelo pech na tango alukande, na tango tuwa imine, ovo utu pumaele, ovo utu pukulule, ovo utu wate epongo voka elewa elifangu inimeisho yongo ya faseka tuditeko nao.
Nga pandelo nao mepeni?
Yeah. Ehe, mutu vapagino valango na tango vapopife? Uovu denge zinaloe, yeah.
Oh, tanti mpo pifa wa frikini wango wa olike, tina wanga me Thomas Elias. Ndadu mpo, ndaya mpo kile kongkunda ufama Ongenga Village.
Hmm.
Wangena lijina, wangena lijina, upa jame ni tumbo.
Okay. Well, I pita mekwela pa mwopinango wa pwikini wa mwenatango vali na wa pwikini huko lorole eshungo kwa hiliwa lipotanganya tete mo studio munga ha pa mpita mekwela pangonga ha pangwe oto dulungo ushivifile o wa pwikini kucha ola mwene nana oshike nana shokwa ishe kweta oponana po eshkwelewa committing crime ilo shkwa shkosha ishe kufaifa nana monje dililo ndi wale nana uditenga elipi unene tu kuya mu metu ngu ombo ilo mwoneleo unene shikando shosho tete
nanti yalipa pa kucha okukala no yombo uhena oba dalina wa kukulu liwa ave no kabe kukulu la kucha wangara mwenye uka peni kwa simboli menashi wa sheta opo kana katile kukalaka ya mo mwishitirata na kukakoko na kukalonga ilonga ikurumoni
yeah
amo ndakala ndakutuka njena tate kato uafra kwa simbandisho na nengono
yeah
ndakakala ofikola ya ndakakala nana ijule la lela chasi opo ya ofikola fange nandika la nana ndii ndii sulamu wakala kazikate na uta kukulula nino kula ndira nyambi ni mayu yoku yoku ya kofi kola nesho nesho yoku ndi gule yoku ya kofi kola ndi kama ni kofi kola yange
yeah
seke kange na kwa umanga kili ngoke kofi kola ako seke kange ako kondika kicho inye o enjila dapuka molu wa shi ongalo kwa ndili niko si umbo ya kaa kwa isi mimi chengi kwa ndili ufula ndila ndila wa mbila kwa
ok ya natango ndisho watu popino influencer ili nimefe mungu olu oshikandosho esho tete nana to inana mwenje dilo ndishi nimefe mungu ni nishipefe ngane atu popilo atu talengo atu kufango mbinga kulo. Ya, mtu natelea saa shito dimbulu kwa shikando shesho tete uyanga, wali mo kastedi lo wai uyangwa, wa kwa tapo kwa polifi morangone oshiku mwimbosho aninga. Oshikando shesho tete waya mungone ilo wa mangwapo. Vako nyuwa wai wa shakene kilo wa angameni, vo ilo ndi cheike shekwa ya mteto environment dawa vena kwa inana ilinge ipi?
Mwiki ya mwkwa ye mwdolongo, kwenda ya mwdolongo mwashakati.
Ya.
Ndao, ondeo vile mwase longwayi na mirongo, longwayi na amano. Uhu ya mwukange, kukishidi, mbada lela.
Yeah.
utalaika no on the belt and very more very mercela. When you come on a name, you know more than I would have got the wrong one in Banda, who is Banda, who is Banda in my show, as in Bandim of the wrong one, you don't bother my friend, my mom.
Okay.
But in Takaya, more. On my feet, I'm wearing a car half of the wrong one. Get there, my wife, anyone and this man, the officer of Yamoliko, or no car, and the Taka for the Kafka. The waiter got to be in Bakatri, my one night.
Yeah.
Chongone na nenda na modelo mo chilingao.
Okay.
Uya mongono ku demba demba ngono ku ninga sikeni kutuwa mese ule manayo. No kui kufwa.
Okay.
Uwa kwe tulo sa gatiri me ndo anga veli mingo. Kwa ni mane mutu hizi kendo nivari katrofo. Ame na mendaka daga kala mongo nje kutyo na mendaka wa mongo nje kutyo.
Yeah.
Umbada winya waka huja kongo nje kutyo. Na menange oba ko tutalo ya mo na mai tu ko ga denga denga ya so so chi ma chi mo da wa mo ko tutse on ngenge te ya mo tutse de ka pe na wala ndo mo ya ko shi
yeah
una ko kudemba
yeah
no ku kufambi ni ma nge na nge wa ga ni ma yi ite ko tutlo ye ni ga una ko wi ku fa ende te to angu ni ma wo Wea kontrolo ngo ni watu wa kontrolo ngo ya kashina nekutia na shoketa nita jish ami ya ni ngakutia ya kasi wa muka kia laki ina kini mena vashe ni
yeah
asu weche ni mwave kwa
ok
mwavane valonge ilonga ikurumu na iakura mwavango vipaya no wavalo balingo wavango wa kwa takia imwano
yeah
na wango vaka kule kene nesilisamu
ok
ato showa asu weche ni mwamu
ok
Aku tu yang kena apa kerja? Kena okololo ni, dah ni saya minta okolola. Kawan mereka, malam ngambil long dia, awak itu pun nama tu macam. Okey, orang mau wesi amo, no kalau orang kasih orang ikut.
Yeah.
Orang kalau orang itu pun kena buat kau ni dengan saya popular. Okey, tu kamu nak lihat, oh, anak member si macam si long bandar ha. Papa pada yang kau tu kerja on. Ame femo, we ama ike noke ina kasho na, nge esita tromu vako wa omu, taka mifomo kwa vako wa o, opo esita kati ya omu tebongo omu, omu motoke ina anda, ya kalonga silonga chafo.
Okay.
Mala nge nukwe doka anako, kani nge ike nando kuliko ise, opo ike anako kati ngo simbo simbo masilinga, kama nge ike nando neke nkompo katerafu. Mwene lefu ya omu dolongo, nge tangelo la kumbo yu kwa salango, Kini nga kongosh, kini kongosh ucha, ono osuri mwakikola natangu. Okuliko okosh ye gula. Wali ono nukarato wa mwakikolongo, opo nga la mwenye wa itaha mwemeko kwa mwenye pekanga mwenye. Awa babaka ini na iye choka leta, akasa kava kwa kono.
Okay. Okay. Tahiti ngengo no taimo mo castejo mo. Techo hamu tureke mumu kuna neku chao kune duranga po kwaninga shiko kwaninga shike ana vesha bambu reke mumu moye tamu no chuta ningenge ipi.
Ana vesha ba watu reke mumu.
Okay.
Sio kwa ingo na lume nga choko. Okay, ndo mwe dakora te fizo na. Mhm. Wa kenda balango. Male kumeisha o hake nda balu mwenesha hachi uno na wawadu ngoki ito hirwa
iya
malo okeni uno na venya haka kodo mwe hapumu
mke
sake ya mwanena kaka nigo chulike kwenye mwume rinye na atano kekeka kukeka mwana atano uke
kalu kila mwana
nino kaa na okalu kila mwana kangu
mke
nino kaa na kushu mweka kula mwume na hake nyo poke hake mwena wa Waninge kukona lichazi Uma menina enyata kasiwata kasaka kalombro fa unyata la tipo la motorongo we.
Mhm.
Sasa na pita aka kala dikiri munga vidi na wana kwa kasi. Ita aka jambo kwa mkwa kaka nyama ukai.
Mhm. Ya, tatiria so ajano kutumbora kucha ndishi ono hokala wafa unu mbada hii ngoto imu nile numba oshikanda shesho tete. Ndeo, iya, ngashungu nene nende kwa tupo mgana mmenje dironga munga ho. Oto imu, oto fikia neto tiri toku vako inu, oto dengwa, toku fiku tuwe ipe, ove, tope uu, nyakulingo neve, nyo nosho nosho ya, oma kuungu tongwa ya shonga. Taiti, ono na veshto karolo kana, kwa tuwa liko nyati nyakucha neman, na vatave kia na moshe kiva ningi, iloma zaadro kuchae, kwa tabi ya mwana mwa hei denga denga hongo ilona mwa hei nye kanya hongo ni mamake madila do hae tu nye kwa shikere la mutu yes total
madila nye o hae sa ike kwa konya tinya wapye wake mbolo obe we yapo
mhm
uchiwe ya mkucha wapu nisi ngewe ngei
niya
minana ave kumu waka la mwane dewe wapu nisi ngewe kiweke ya mo natango toki ya chanao kireje wako inyawata ya kia ama natango
mhm
ito duru kukala noko uli mwandele ito longoka kila kwenye ala longoka ni kwenye ala
mhm
ito ike shiripoya ya la kwisha ito ito wangengewe
mhm
ito kakikeke natana unyo kwa waka denati yenu kwenye 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 amu
yeah
uchane ono mkulu nuko ole ovo kana kashona
mhm
oh, they know she, oh, walking the rock and no good to get on to the north, but I don't know. They can get the good jam for it with danger, so that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, look at Nagashana, Cashew is under the top of the top of the office, but I can't remember what I'm talking about. Most things once again, they take up there, see
this.
Yes, you may call it a Mumoka and Narco. A few origins in the end, you see, and
all.
Mm-hmm. What's the last time about the window?
Okay. Mhm, tashicho anyati opo hei jopo kwa chame na misu kwende ya mkwenda hepe kwa nde na mepeko na mumito ina kuhilongi fango shashu mwenye na vodi tenai
tenai mengo kakini ni mwa inya wafu kwa inya
iya
na ve nesito ka jamu ito wale kujamu na unyaku
iya
yengo familia ito eke o familia niya kukuta ya lafu ite teri iku kina shona so
ok
Jika muiyang nen itu sudi nawa, nah itu semua kalau itu pasti nih asal itu sudi. Macam mana sih sebenarnya?
Okay, tapi itu nanti dia lihat satu sih kau siapa yang kucana, benda na sekarang dosa itu teh nane sih walau amungau, na wengo adengo adengo wengo wa kufango ikutue walingo, tapi nanti mau proses sama na wengo ikut apit selamungau.
Proses ya on day mana?
Iya.
Then the more official metal or lines in the care
more,
that and the more almost a manner of more function by it.
Yeah.
See, and that and the more town of more function that among the kitchen going there and do for care, well, when the man of a jimbo is under the first coming God.
Yeah.
So, for Nange and this way, the Lord in the name of Panela Japokita, ni nariku chanzi ni mbatijeka kwa shumu mga handa mawini
umakalo umakala ya mtu obusa ya mi umakala
yungwana wa mnyongkulu nwa mnyago kwa ovenshi nare
mhm
kwa tonesha kukusango kwa kwa amene mongalao kujisi mba ukabdengwa na kwenye 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 nani na liku endamo omorua kwenye kwa si nga handa mawo onse mane omoo kwa mtu mbatijeku
mhm
kwa yetuwa akakala wako kujifa nge
Onse manu paifeo kwa kweli ya manguluka ila natango mweli?
Ayo kwa manguluka.
Ok. Ta iti na mwumunangu ukumbuda kuchanu, nga jondinshi ndi paife nga joita mwukumusha, jondinshi ilo antika ndimwa amene, techove la olopo lali upo kuchanu ishi waka ya mwenye wanga manu kuli, umwanangone nao eno kangu duka yangu ona ndo kuli, kukushindova nwilo nga jingati takumwa shashi yo mweli, techove upo kama waka ningilangone la opo.
Kupandaka mingile lao kwa sati onu inya kutakeno kangundu kutu kuno kangundu kwa kushinda mkuminga chike
iya kumu
okulipo eke kucha ou iya kumu waka
mhm
kwa ninga mwesimbole lile ito ndu kuya kuwe kukulongo la chike na chike na kuli shiri kweke sela na leko tono u shimu kwati shonga dina shimingo ya leke uke sina uka asa ni ya singeo tashi ya nando kuri opiku li hapo
ya
yeah. Toyamu ngasho toyamu nenanga ndo tubolo wanga nando kuri opu nana ndo mdeleri loku nango shike
ya
yeah. Kachiriwa mdeleri kiri ka
Okay.
Apitana na ndulo umwe jiro umwe jimbali na shimwana
taicho po nbo ine handu wano hawa jopo va handu kana ina ivo takama na usha ne man na meye keme genga jengande dijoine nde na me kalava inda idruku lame na me mwene ili idruku kanzi na wako tu hatu lame nenafu
wapo na hapa jie genga to kucha to kunyetana ndamini maya anu wapo ike shimokwanya iko kumashi imashia anu yo tiene que ser un disfab.
Yeah.
O sea, si es un disfab, ponerla a la cama, lo cuca. Lo cuca monango, cuca la lana, donde en bolo, toca un calanda, si es que. No, que si es un disfab, cuca va a monar un modelo nuevo.
Okay.
Si es un cuaca, ni cosi, más ya no cuña, que si está con un mana.
Mm-hmm.
Yo estaba en un cucho, oh, si ninga, te dice, ah, yo si nanga, anda, anda. Yo no tengo tu mocha.
Mm-hmm.
O sea, en puta, monga, cuando engane la frente, ahí no curicuita, cucumari, ni enande.
Yeah.
Ando mongula de toni kato kumuhuka macho nako
mhm
ayo to itashika lana waka
okay mhm ay maganetu ingopo shi papua ngone tuesheto isho sonde hawa ninangono muta kutuwa kucha wa influencer ngone eme femu ngone lo tete genye to ingone mo kaste jomwe lo tuilo pamwe ino kabia wa iko kaste joe ke uki tofora ngone kodolongo kuovene koko na kukurashi na facility mbele weta telia sa ngaone ushikando shoesho tete kwali tete otodila dina kucha odolongo oye kufimi anu venya wangamo otushene ya mwana vani wangamo nukumva vanigamu ye dola ne modolongo nukuli vanigamu ye fimbolela ya ndeshwe vahangamo emefemu olavo kuove ole kufiminika opo nukuli utikile ukani ngengeno oshima shakula wako mitingo krema ya kula ilo MFM wala wala ili ngeipi petame kopo nga ho
o MFM wala wene wakupoka oshiri
mhm
o kasa zete droko mefamo nu opa droka kwa mitingo shimbo fashinyan sumen
ok
ya si oma okolo wene kwa nikata hapo kiwa munya
mhm
Ovo yale wala kwa kale kendisi mwa muna vina tuange vala ka emiliona
yeah.
Wate kuwa mwe uchaile ovo japo emani yoshima yu wakushishika
yeah.
Ushishika ukuolo kulake kule kena kukinga sigeshi
yeah.
Shakudu kukuu mkumo no shima yu wano kujonosha
yeah.
Taita ne oma kwa tuwe yali nga wana sabina ta teo duta kwa tuwe yali opo nena awashiku pati poinya tiku jamak usaha di jom lah nombor ini nama kita laka di ulek kita ayo nama nama nombor yang dikani kaya enggak sih pas kopi wapak nama nombor semua luar semua nika nong kalu di jaha wajah nasi eja ini semua anu venya ve wakes di ofenda ve simo laki luar manu venya da kriminal adik di kulu nena pasi eja anu wajah kan jaman atango Baka kwa mitinge ibofa ya kula
okay.
Ya chewo uja nale kucha na nimbori okuwa kwa kaleke ati joshi imashi wano na nimboli oku kakongi imali wapeni teni okuwa baki imali wano kalu linganga anga nimboli joshi imashi wano joshi aseta o inglesi ya oku amo o place of paper weki hange weli munga longa si linga o ya singa shan na nipopi pa ame mweni
ya
mbea mege noka bufaka shan
ok
Isingi ya mungu, noka bofaka shona. Andikala mungu mpye mwedidati kakwe, tata kero wango noko yako wapango noko aluka. Mala, umaoko lolo ndeko udane modolo ngo maapu maapu.
Yeah.
Na oneki ya nga natango nde muo kisi mbolo ndi liko wako prizena. Mtu wango wakajamu watu wa Mekendeno, ontoa wate kangae, inapali, nasa kaa.
Ok.
Mwoleko mwako wenyandu, dakamu, denyandanga haka la mwondolo mwondale.
Yeah.
Tosho shetanga, apame kutia, osu ndaka jamu, mbeki ihanga, mwongale yoku lobaringa.
Ok.
Omlanga mwondolo mwoko yende amo, mwoka bufeko kukutiamo, oka mdingo shweke mwomutundamo.
Yeah.
Besu ndaka jamu, mwondolo mwomo. Bakaja mo ndaka meginda
ta
mo ko barunga sa sa no nyo baka kale to ndu dange to sinda na biri modorongo di na sinenda ka jamo na wa jamo baka ne no kushake na nawo no ku ya ko mishene no no ko barunga da inda mala nge no kwali ha dolongo ndaka turwa o manga ndi shona ndika mono mano pe mo kanu we ngaba kula nge no ndaka mo ikengi mo ngarongo ya nge ku tabidi ko ka ukakusila mengi ya pano kwa nga kitosu
ya tashiti mboli opresho ya hapo ikele la hela kaya na shude no influencer teto opresha wa haita mekena na ove mwenye taiku affecting asha shingengo ipula ni tospera ilo tulakucha ay nungenu ove ngengo ya mo wea modolongo muguli nase ushashi wate okandingosho alumenu vakunyo tatembanga vene milena Ndiyo tame kene na kuhi ho bulingwa neto, bulingwa to turomala kangwa neyo munga wane bacho vivaya, uwaninga shike.
Amazing deals at Exodus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just $100 Namibian. We also stock CCTV Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and Go TV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exodus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7, Black Chain Shopping Center in Katutura, next to Bank Ventuk. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-3191-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our independence special runs until the 30th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC. We courier countrywide. Call us now.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace.
Titi, ovo ngaone, makala mungone na watopino mako, lakucha, ay, ngengolu menu wa shiri. Anumeno kwa shiru hati ya mpanga veni maluwa yolela veno shima luwa lelalela keishu unima huu ni mawa vashona vongao taicho onwa mwoneo patonya tukusha ay na mengo unda vako kale ke ilo na mengo unda teo kantingo shu ilo na mengo unda nikashikiki unda tulu wali mwe nangazi mboli na mesheka jamunga ika ningo shimasha kula mboli upoike ukale unakucha no nando ndaka ondakashu na vali modu dolongo, ondakashu na mandari ngoshi masho mpondo. Techu neno ponana hapo di, umadira jota telia saponde nashe, unto kashuna kukonjo, ko ilotu kwa alu kila nekonjo, kunga nyetankati minga hapa neno, no genga inyo washa kene nena omeni, uhanki tulava likumwe, nukulo bumwane kusha ae, pifa tukani ngapo shikele la hela shakula.
Ujima njia asho, nana sili ndaole la hela kutia. Uma mefemo, Owa kala noku shakene katati mbeli modorongo. Itodu wali kuka jamo. Nde tokashuna mongalo oyo vele. Wapeko ni ulimoki kola.
Yeah.
ngenguli mo grade wanu nje pohong bandere to tumina ko grade po.
Yeah.
Nina o ajako wa ungao wa pali sana ngao. Mhm. Ta la kucha. Ngeno pale kano ame lenya bo office offender.
Mhm.
Ya to wa mumena anu obo ana drongo ba kolo ilondi ke criminal ada kola nena angogo paka la kinga na ze dinawa.
Yeah.
Kapte wa sike na dokuli na ikina dokuli unu na doka waka nena ndoka njiko silo kani na gate kapte wa sike na njile ifangilo liya jene le biaputi ya kudoku longa.
Hmm.
Kwa nilepo nmo kukapati wa mkwe yako kwe yako mmo mesi wala.
Yeah.
Na pakaleke geno ze hili po mena kuchonu gengo o pete o fenda amingano chumbo chumbuma sivinga ha.
Hmm.
Ope na wa achea o polisi oyo. Ule mwetikiri natu unu takungu leko o ajia bolito. Nando baka angone salimo mekulo lontama uomo usadiko umbe na dokuri. Sali angio mekulo lontama uomo epatiseko unguli mnume taka acha taka alaka o acha yolo.
Kia
kone leko mtulama dorongo salimo mtulama dorongo mena angako watu ya poshuwane.
Okay. Mbele shito tale tate liasa washikwa tana ne fimboli fike peni oponana ngenu o first offender yikale na naya influenswa kwa vuvaka la muvunga ho washikwa tamupe fimboli fike peni shadipe na kucho kwa loloka. Yo kwa ningi wa shikeshe ya motetetete lahadipe na kucha pefike ilovanu lahadipe na kucha no pefe na kuno madzira zirongo na ndo kule okuka committing okukani ngapo valo plenane na kuli mnea kulavari ne shina chanene nu ne criminal activity ado ilo mutu washikwa tana ne fimboli fike pen lela
usi mwazine sepate fimboli lene nande
mke
kuteko mwaninga mwanando shivike nde onto ae wapati nukila ini nayo ku longi mbrumu.
Mm-hmm.
Nena otasi duru kukala apateke kometo kwa longi mbrumu.
Mm-hmm.
Maroto angengo umwe eamo mbele ita pata nandyo kometo kwa longi mbrumu.
Okay.
Sasa santi tendeke konu kutemo mkwacha wae okuli mkwacha uri ngeji.
Mm-hmm.
Nukuteku wae okateku wa ngeji.
Mm-hmm.
Kena muna na hawa cha ute kuwate kumako keno ina.
Yeah.
Awi langomo melambo kwa. Nde kwa wila mungo ke siku chokwa hawa kwa wila mungo iti.
Okay.
Na sita jopo atanti pata iti kati wae na kume mwae tempu kura ngusema tuwangi.
Hmm.
Wali wa kondolo munga anga molo si masiri nga.
Okay.
Ini meidi nga ya iti uko nyingi.
Hmm.
Mara ngeye kina koo kina nyoko kuna mkukulido kiku kulora.
Hmm.
Oke, tapi kita dorongo. Muka mesti senatan. Waktu lelah hari sih.
Iya.
Nata waktu lelah pasti nama mau minum dah siasi. Unang pukul dia, tapi pukul dia.
Hmm.
Tapi waktu nana dah apa hari yang dia kerja. Kita kira mau dorongo nena. Kata dia mau.
Hmm.
Mengenai nata nak pukul toka okalu film.
Iya.
Kalau kita nata nak pukul nanda pemasara. Siasi tak kena pukul dia, tapi pukul aku cah. Wali si makeringa ungawewa kwa mabirongo teibina wa kutu ya pangalamu inyewe kutu ya pangalamu inyewe wakumwa kuninga nga nga ambikupe nando kei makeringa na mpucha kambula nena ndo kamari wakiri kutika hapa
kutu
ya ukakuta nando ngeche kaya kutu ya kukupuka na kukire lako kongalewa kwa mbirongo kutu ya kwa jago mbirongo kukuyano mshuwana mwakewa ikuwa kukwa shanga unmoto wa hati yuni.
Hmm.
Hilo nga kenashi. Kena kulu nga wata yungu kula kucha ongalangu nili nga yungu mduwa.
Yeah.
Nina watelo nga auketeni.
Hmm.
Amo kwenye na madira adiru wa kucha. Onu ngege nangye nangyo kietro nga kujunga daku labi.
Okay.
Onu kajako drongo. Kwa kala ne, kino utako drongo wako apra imago mita. Sati kinyoke zulo ngalo.
Hmm.
makololwa ayate ku okololele nongale ayita kufuna yo mange di modorongo wote ngokutepena eyolopo nena uno kala na do ikolelele ke kongalo inye anpenu nya wanga mo opo man kutena na ndama e onda ka jamu monelo kuna limbodi peke no ganda ka kupanga sasa nando ndeke ya modorongo ba de lusirabi ina chanti ni mbaka nda kwa siki nzepewa menange te simbo yedi ya mwezi o seke sina ukala siki nda okusa kwenye furi oma nesema oma hapo shili kwa seke na ukala siki nda
wato nipela ku tukwa ilafana mwane nuba pwikini shina shano pamoshika ndo shwe wati tumonje tiri wanika medu wangapita telia
mo faite sinde ke mo modrongo ndaka ninga mo edba bion longa na me
okay
edlo longa na me kaso nda patewe mo mafitu mo jenti yali mo zavali in non longa na mba
okay
nda patewa polijo na yama eke
mia
chine ni ko kochine ko kochine ne
okay
omowa osibofa sho ndali ndaninga senyeka kwa omatiwa wombanga estante de benga moshinene
yeah
na kakitala kwane mwadrongo ndaka ninga mo ulewe dronongo na me
ok eshine wani ngama ne dronongo no nani inga wane monje diro tatelea sa kashungu nene tuli atupopingwa ne poma nmefe monga ha no mahepe kongone inya ye first time offender ngone utotro kutu hila fanana vapuikinishi na chakucha efikulimwe wai watala no meshoe o first time ofendango tai influencewa ilo tai joinifwa tashipitengo muma mini ngono ono mahokoro longoni ni ndaka ngone kwa wakalamo nde mtu na kwa shikudizifle na nangipi unetu eshu udite kucha no nyote na no shima ishi limonje la kaa. Shashi, this is just an innocent person. Onme ike wakalonge ike niko ke nonjo nana ya shangenela. Kewe tena na kusha, ay, o influencer ite ijo konga ho. Ote ikushe njele monu umwe. Ayo loka kwa adheshi ulipaife. Otodrunga mutuku ya punga pe kusha. Fikuwa lona na wai wa mona. Ilo uwasha kene kangano nu mwempeta influencing wa nene tuwebeshu wakala mungwe nedula doji lolongo na ne onishu kuchu wamona vahapu umuto watoti ponga hivili ipi okongao
kashika ndo sotete nani poto okwa iteno kama chona kame kasha oka ana kasha nane ingono
iya
oko nde katala nukuli onga umuange Eshe ya modrongo, sino uta modrongo muna ne eke ngadi yaku. Muna dido kutanu mendelo, muna dido kuendawa kwa kwa matako, muna di mesho nosho.
Tacho muna e genga jirime kategori kucha no, o genga o ehi tanu nembe. E fellow offender ilo ongebi?
E fellow offender, e ana drongo iko ove limovo. Ovena kucha, o genga ahi. Ono hii hui tulamungo mwene huwe tengo kucha amo nda mbili mkatepori kuri otoki hihangane ya motoka kala na filende mara filendo uwa wapo kutanu ne mbele nena akutu wako umeko mbudi na mbudi ngege na wakala na filendo kutanu ne mbele uma okolo aisheta mtulako mesezi aisheta mtulako do kutanu ne mbele ngege wakala na filende enda kwa nima umaoko wa shata mtulako umaoko wa wele ndao
iya
nina umwekia uka machonaka uka machonaka uka machonaka uka machonaka uka umwoko ya uba sani
iya
nzi esike ya mo ndatake nanako simbungo lopo etatu yungula andiko ufanango ipotinako ayikapulango kutia jina lako itakalombo rengwe jina lako itakabungu choka jateni kwa hindi katala onga omu wange na nande eo loko oposita ike noshonoshu
iya
ndakala ndika ole shidi ama ndika kumeida kutia kuhiki na nene matu wange mwadolongo omu na inu ni hapo
iya
Toki hangano tavekia kuwa vete ku kupe omaha kololo maha kunando kuri uki tulemege nga doku sa doku usano na mbele uki tulemege nga doku sasi uno na uvasho na unene owa vende wako wako eke ni mavo owa iki hava hava kala tava tava konjisa lela lela ndeku ufa nandika lombre kucho muno ngaliri nga ha ina mjiha la nande ndike kuhange uri tula munga vizi nga genge uno problem asya Kuyakua moku, tolo mbelenge, njenge nando kuri kunosewa, ilo kuno maji, kuyakua moku, antiku, ayikale ngengo dinase, antiku ngenka dinase, antiku mbesi lele, opo, udule ukala uitula, uikale kako, kukule nini nini nga. Antilo mbele, ondaka yako, kukulunuo, ompolisio, kukulunuo uniti. Antilo mbele, kuchopinoko machona, kukoke ya moku, kashonako.
Yeah.
Mwantu damo kedio omo kamo na omuna nuwe wapuka ndalo vato yonka na koto katula mwantu damo ya turimu
iya
kasi shoturi mongo ungo bakulunu
ok
ndalo to katula mongo mwantu damo opo iki lele kuku kini mayo nga shingo uishi duku ete niga mwaselo mwotomo
iya
onkulunu unu chweta itavele kike katula kote katula shashi opo kwa li mekira hekucha Amo nunti hewale nande o ini mayo ii nai. Yandi tulamege gato ku dorongo. Ndise sisetanyi mo dorongo.
Yeah.
Ndise kucha. He dorongo ni yata te kalunga. Nyengo daka pitamu mo dorongo mo. Ndino kala daka karangei. Okeku ufana. Keke kama amo mo.
Yeah.
Saka amo non shamanen go mo onkulunu nande dinalaite. Andi ti pofi apato ite mo mepo. Na ikiwali ni manana hii biti na yoro.
Iya. Yeah.
Ukakalo katelende lela lela ketumoche lamu. Ati ukapukulula lela lela.
Paitu vengengone hewa nute ya mungone ndina mwone laolo kumono kungwane tadurungwane kumpukulula ye kumwendi fabukucha he. Mungalao dorongo shoi linga te ito hawileke momashongo ike nga ho takpatapu ike ni nga ho.
Aduru kuhila momashongo.
Iya. Yeah.
Papa, she has been a good job. She managing a she, nice she. A third to look away on Monday. Who naked and the floor of week was a family. I do cook tell up and under the way. You say to them and the family, the man and the mad. But okay, hang on there or no. Every month I'm reading down.
Okay.
The key and take a name, Jenga. What do they come on now? Kumona ukupila. Mhm. Je ngane dimodo teki tula e jenga tutafuka.
Okay.
Ya doko kanifa na mwenye wae.
Okay.
Kwa toki yange jega chimo diki kilo kila po. Sadu diki tene ndele.
Mhm.
Oka anaka anuka kalunga koka katruwa maiki esi zetaka nilishike.
Yeah.
Kwa kani sire munanda mwenye wako. Mala omolo eche kukululele na kamana kwa avavangi kama kucha. Mwimo muna. Omu wanawa ulingaha, omuna uwinai ulingaha. Uwa kumba kula amekane kubinga hako. Opo ulikelele kuya kile mpinga hako. Oze, uwe nandoku linye, nandemwe jijiri haman. Ndamono mea maturongwe nandemwe jijiri etat.
Nandemwe jijiri etatu debi?
Astra kwemwe jijiri etatu.
Ok, ok.
Ndemwe loike genga daka akajoin ndamoto longo. Kwa kaka le nebro milongo mpainanan.
Kwa hati astrafeke ni mwejiri hetatu ndi?
Mwadrongo kuyama ni mwejiri hetatu.
Ok.
Ndi mwule mwejiri hetatu do mangine jimana. Yatako mifina tango kerema. Tadita ya monumenta mwembele.
Ok.
Kusenta mwembele. Kwa hata kastarafu. Matango kala kene jika ta hiko mwesoni nili ringawa.
Iya.
Kuchi yangene dro milongo mde inanano. Manga pareke ya mune mjibiri hekata. Kwesho na shukucha, ono inapukulu wakunja petame kwa penya kucha. Uwa na wawagenga tutame to. To joininga. Umunu wana wawuringe iti. Namuna uwina uwuringe iti. Kwesho pumba wakucha. Ono kwa pumba kulombelwa. So Jisako, which Oshima, you know, who are now willing to the wind are willing to if you know, I get any more up there already, more than one.
Yeah.
You want it like, oh, man, cricket, I'm not talking to the image, it's just the image, it's just the phone. My car, face, I'm on the net from long on the name. I get the name. Upon it, I'm Bruka, which Oshima, Superia, I join the Ganan in body. Upon the machine, I shop. I go for his Jimbrula, Maro Manga. O French tera fana le dira dira no mon bena na no no ano a dira mon dira
yeah ay natalisa mangane na kuri tulipe genga po ode genga no do dira da olo kafana ngane mutu dimu no ditumbula no kuditumbula e person that di hapu the first offender of oven have a joiner e genga ilo o have a joiner fe genga kwa venga vangi kwa makusha no Ovona kujoino genga ya tuwa halino hala. Ilo ya mwene hao lola kucha no, ehi duru kujoino genga ya, ilo ehi duru kujoino genga ya. Na tango, oto duru kujoino kucha, ono ta duru kujoino genga da ya kafana. Ilo, kwa pitu wikaka ya, ilo genga ya mwa eke?
Genga ya waka joina, o genga ya, wa joina nena hai. Mbe mungula toka mwenike na tango uli mo genga ya.
Yeah.
Menangao wafata nupo shiwana. Wafata nupo wakweni. Wakaiku niko shiwapo. Ovo inata guliko kwa DCA. Itashishi ivaka.
Peito une ukala.
Gengo waka mwani.
Okay.
Gengo waka mwani kwa waje ino beo genge ini. La shende ito kutanu nendelo. Dote toka mwani kwa wali uliko kwa genge yoko enda nuko nina. Nena no kutuwa nendele. Ito toka ino kutuwa nendele. Wapumba iku kalu iku gengi umo ike.
Okay.
Opo, muka ita nongele kumena wako nya omu ina omo genga omu.
Okay.
Nukumba kukale, nasi enapa pokucha, poku meflamu ilo opuku, opuku join iku ya. Kie shipe ya lolo ilo nge iti.
Yeah.
Oso asinje geke ugeko lo nu, nuko ngale nu kucha, esu ya modu longo, owipo ndedi, pashuwa ninga, siku ya tamone lo moto omo, ilo, Natango ini ponde di, joko mana kuchosi maisha tangu madrongo, nda kumba ku kulundurula, opandi ya budawa liku ya pamoja na sima siringa. Genge na wale amonde, pade kuna kona cha, ina liponde di, maashowa aning.
Yeah.
Pato duka anga natango e genga na godi limo, godi piki na hisa di poto au na ta, pole mene. Would joining. The long boy took up another, the
sitting down,
only talk about my dragon, can you make it come Natango, you look. Tashi kuna koi patele la kucha pasike nana ndela siye tange mwane lomo tomu
yeah
pasi ndaninga nao ilo ndaninga nai opa didu o familia nga tumisitire ngei ulu delongo ta tumisitire ngei jiri modo longo upone rendi ngi meno ka antiki pamenavo andiase pamenavo ngeni genge na wisha nguli ngaho nina otoduru ukala waka joina moveike onkoe unkukutu
Yeah, aye, kujanguane ko experience anguane oyo shunguane waninga mwefimbungane wavu watalango inimai haputa inimangane mo dolongo matate Eliasa mutu e pesenda di hapu doma mefemo e positive influencer ilo e negative influencer tungo mamefemo mao omeli moma hapu loma mefemo mao omeli moma hapu opozo tipo ngei pimbele Noyango mnuma nimefemo mawa ili people ndishi kuchwa jana kutumbula kucha no ovena voyo ngo wa ndiche wa mentaringa loa wa ngongo shekango kama tingono oko ndi natonda kia ngana kuina akaju nange genga zinya oshushaina no shima totishi wa lela mantato tungo kweta po ngo pamingo natango shina shango kone ne influencer ngo dongo jili tadianja angone unkumo kuchai tiduru kuingi jinga na nwa vaka chashi ovaniko shiponga
mangefemo mawa wakaa kanta ngeenge uli No, but now I'm
okay.
No, man, no, man, my Kuya, Genge, Ushukucha, Abawa, Jerminga, Anuvai.
Yeah.
But sure, Tashiman, I call him when I put you. I mean, Mr. Elias, and they are not along. They are not to go
yeah.
And the Pumbakoya Mashuana. Why is Nokalandaka, Dakapuikin, among the same Mama, Genga, and they are poor? Then an embodied handless Afucha, on a lawyer of the Uli. Kuli mongalo kwa te druku, kusarange from the show.
Yeah.
Mongalo kwa te druku. Kukare kange open zile liwa nge da komisi ngo kari mwanga tini motorongo.
Yeah.
Ondi noka andi kile lane kute oke okay, inani mboli. Yengo ndaka langiri na mpeto. Nishuwe tetu mongalo ya kuche mongaliri nge ito.
Hmm.
Nandi lame kute reku ngadi.
Okay.
Obo ofelende hii na yote ya sas.
Hmm.
Kwa toka ya kufilende, uwe tekuja au mawasatu kukutunga.
Hmm.
Maala ngeenge, wajwa ininge ike ofilende hii. Hii jemo, yoye, natama teke kari jemo hii.
Hmm.
Ngeenge wajwa ina ofilende iwa, ni jemo teke kari jemo iwa nao.
Yeah.
Amu ndakala, ndakala moze nduka.
Hmm.
Ndakala mwono ofilende yange, Mr. Eliphaz.
Hmm.
Captain, au kama nene jina captain.
Yeah.
Onu meno si ndakala nae mo, mo venduka mo.
Hmm.
Kwa kalo fele ndi angele la lela.
Hmm.
Atu druku po pia nae ini ma. Na po ile ngomo drongo no, no kaisa yon nyeka kwa omakiwa.
Hmm.
Atu druku kutumba nae hati po pina ya kucha eh. Nisweta. Kwa shena watu ya pato ise.
Hmm.
Do not depend on Daya.
Hm.
Mongaway to the patient has been now and then.
Yeah.
You ain't got 3 points yet. No, that's a can get in there.
Hm.
But to people, no, my lekucha. Oh no, what do you come up now?
Hm.
Yes, in my name, get a druku, Ukala Mashuana, or Manguruka, Uena, in my peku.
This Easter, the road chooses no favorites, and someone is waiting for you at home. So ask yourself before you drive, is your speed worth a ticket? Are your tires safe? Can you be seen? And are you sober enough? Make the right choice and respect the road rules this Easter holiday. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook.
We take a look at the wrong.
Hmm.
No, she needs to thank God. For my law, he upangi.
Hmm.
That you don't hang them more. I need them to simbonari.
Hmm.
On that tambula ko, I'm zika nangala hamzi pula.
Yeah.
I'm in mono kucho. I'm not a potato siri oma.
Hmm.
That tala yongo ne ku kubako toho nenda hang them more. Onu ke suku oku. Okunywe ngo na ndone mbu si tutabia mango ka polisi.
Yeah.
Molongwe ni na kana ngi nai.
Mm.
Opene wikele le ukala ino denga ka polisi no kuundu wana kuningi we keisha.
Mm.
Nena okumba kula mekeke ko gudei wanawa.
Yeah.
Opo uhala uha yamini ni ringa bali. Oi nai te buku ko tele problema. Na mangeso mai moto.
Mm. Mhm. Mga shingani tatelesu waje nukutumbula kucha wa influence wa haikala yapo kanae shi kwa tela kucha ave watoko la nana matokolo isho ya mwenje jile ushukucho waninga shike ushukucho wa japani ushukucho shika shiku wa etamu wa munga o nde nando nga ho tokia ngane uli nando kuli wa influence ngwane ilo wa aneme gengamu bela shina shangane no prison system ilo tucheku changone shina shangone no dolongo Mbele, ova na mbele wa ilo, ya ova na mbele wa mbele, vuhava ningiposhike, ukukhelelela ukuphaphabalekana nongarenga your negative influence anana mo modolong vohani kiposhike ilo atavefika ntavitu ne mbele ilo tavefiki ni mateiva kwapo ilo tavefika vohani kiponana shike mbela ove eshi wakala wa nokumona fimbo une uli mo monjeje ilo yakuni ngwasha
wana mbele wane ushino kucha onu madure kupotia kucha ye yeshe iko peya ete ya koko akonda
kia
ane siko peya ngete ya koko akonda ina kona chaka
mhm
esu mwemote wango nuka mingini na ina ina ala amina mpilo oza tola kwaich
mhm
yoshu wete luhapu ana drongo hakakele ima takele ima nando kureo kwa tuwa ne mbele
mhm
mataka kele ima ipa tafuti tafuti sepangelo
mhm
Okulimo maki epangelo, si mape na polisi, da polisi atave mwe katatua nende.
Okay.
Oshu uwete nando kehofa, mpoti ya kutu yange kehofa ato.
Yeah.
Oya na drongo wa dengwa.
Mm-hmm.
Vangwa wa dengwa nukuli kaya nambelo wa bode, ponele yoku ya yoku nganena.
Yeah.
Nambelo kuri poku wane na drongo.
Mm.
Ndeo nambelo ya tadena na drongo.
Okay.
Nambelo kuri poku wane na drongo. De una ndelo de testa una ndelo da tuwa nonde nena hava hapu nana ka hava hapu vomuvo kaya nako nashaka uva mwengo pelipo lesi kucha ota alongere shike mara hava hapu ota alongere konjate wave kucha shika shima rota shika kwa hako nde angami ya
taite ya meno nana lovene kuja kumbinga nana yo yo vana mbele wa ilo tushene kwa wa polisi wa nevo me dolongo teicho hawa dure kwa mwene ke taleke nanda ana dolongo ta konjo itavitu ne mbele itavulo malaka ilo nungu watabuli mwene kumpa ondo wa mwene kwa wena chuta nigipo shiki
kwa wena chuta nigipo luha puka
uta
dure kwa wiko mtadengu hapo nde na ikena kona shi yata ikena shika patula yata yosho
mke
Na utawa mingova mwe.
Mm-hmm.
Ala ngove chikucha. Ovende la shike.
Yeah.
Tashunu ucha. Ana mbele osho e dina ike mwusi.
Mm-hmm.
Maala. Paunu wanu. Mpalumba ke wanu. Pongala yonu. Onu nambele wawo. Unu nadrongo. Ama avesha ama avesha ama avesha.
Okay.
Ama dila adro esha ama avesha.
Mm-hmm.
Itashiti kuchonu yasasa nambele wawo.
Okay.
Nina okulia ndunge dihapu nene blito na drongo.
Yeah.
Hile. Okuno malumba tu nene mawa edro na drongo. Tana vini mwini mwana dogwe na wadila dilo upanu na anove.
Yeah.
Malona mbelewa owa akuta amene on na drongo. Ye ito itaduku ya koka.
Okay.
Pate etaji.
Mm-hmm.
Kwa kuchu ya meno halona anaka.
Mm-hmm.
Ova mwengo.
Okay. Ulatalia sa eshuwa kalamonja jile drongo na ne. Nukutela ngoni ni maisho no manwefe monosho nosho paifena neshi wajamu ngone wajamu uli ngone pefe uli keumbo mbela influencer do pefe odekua affecting angeipi nonande pefe uli kumbo nga druga pipula kucha druga pipula ngaloko drongo ilo ngaipi
ngaloko drongo ame kuipula ahitangi ipula nana basha shosho shima neshi kupako nareko nchima wange
okay
pipo ika menda manguluka Anda okuja kono kuyake umbo.
Yeah.
Ongaleo dolongo jiku pula koko ni nandamu na kucha. Okay, eshi, osha pita po. Kashi dure nji pule kucha kwa dolongo ngeiti.
Mm-hmm.
Eshi mbalango wala kwa ponale.
Okay. Ewa?
Mo. Mo kujako kwa ngame.
Mm-hmm.
Eshi mbolo wa menda jako. Kezulo ngalo.
Yeah.
Nini alema dirajiro kwa, okay, kezulo ngalo no kwa.
Mm-hmm.
Kujirajire kiko ni mkunyanda jano kuli kucha. Onge ipi?
Yeah.
Sange si nji hanzi dira siye kucha. Isi ni nda jako kebzulu mholoko. Ndaka wifu mboli fiko opo.
Hmm.
Nuka nda yako mesonge ipi?
Yeah.
Opungwa didre ukalanda. Nda ambijida. Opo ama didre uku. Kuya ambijida.
Okay.
Unenetu ukolu dalola nge. Nakume mwange. Nakufamili yange.
Yeah.
Nuka nda yako mesonge ipi?
Mm-hmm.
Jene komesho nukalo uwa, uwe shari nukalo uinya. Tashi Ongele for now.
Mm-hmm. Tashi ti, when what the doubt, ah, eh, on Shawaiko, Codolongo, Inima Codolongo, Hoidzimbra, Wakala to Druka to Ipula, Natango, Taiwepeke Pamadera, Drun, Taichua incident that showed the volume where the Zimbra Nano Kuli will be focusing a mini, my way, Kuchandi Commission Gipi, or Familia Ngandi, Kwafelengipi, Nongarangani, who popa like a hairy.
Ongenge kesha ponui tulangoko. Si lucha to tango nume. Ah, anta ko tango ndo tango ye ya monte.
Iya.
Ngenge iko wa oku place ku te isha pito sha pita.
Mhm.
Nando ndi shi pula ta shi pasale shi.
Mhm.
Ta shi nege ta shi pasange ka.
Mhm.
Ita shi pasama je kucha, nandi ko mesho meti.
Iya.
Afanda kulilile, nando ndi pa pito simbole shi kopo. Uno kanda fisika ponge ipi, upote dilo kuya kwa mesho, mendika la ngongashi, upa meri.
Ae, pehulilo na angane, lila pa tatelea sa, mutu ove, omaele ya shike una, ilo eto nkumo la shike una, unenetu kwa votaveki ya angave limonje dilo, osikando shavo shote, tete. Tulishukusha natango mashongo mahapu, tatuti kuchange no amita baka vali menje dilo ila tatuti kuchapa mwae atu popse kanu vano vakalunga leke yanga vali menje dilo ini maili pote ini nguwa natango ashike mbela ave o eto nkumo la shike una ilo omaela shike toyanje ilo elondelo la shike toyanje kwa vataveki yanga oshikanu cha washatete monje dilo unenetu ushina chano manmefemo o hava ange mwinya e genga dini hava ange mwinya nota vya ande kushonga yalipi.
Amo shima ya lanti anjo ya ike kucha. Odorongo. O shima shunu watele la keshe simbo.
Kia.
Inoche ike onungete ya modorongo ongenga avaka.
Mm-hmm.
Ilo ongenga azipaya. Ilo ongenga kwatake ngono.
Okay.
Modorongo kesho nu. Ulikomba dele kututu kuyamu.
Kia.
Washinga nando huto. Yepuko.
Mm.
Wali atanando nu. Onmasa.
Mm.
Ilo alemana.
Mm.
Natango watu duku ya kondolongo.
Okay.
Ulingo mumu na nukutu wa denga nando kana. Na nukutu kana weka jenina.
Hmm.
Tateka nando kuyuloka sa natango watu ya kondolongo.
Yeah.
Kondolongo oyonu nukeshi.
Hmm.
Oshi shiripose ni okucha. Genge na weki hanga munga wili nenga ho.
Yeah.
Okea nemo vyo waka patiru wa mo mesela.
Hmm.
Kalu usi kucha ute povo wate kuwa nao. Particular nete kulinge.
Mm.
Inoka landula kuma nefe moto kanga modorongo.
Yeah.
Ya shota kandula kukuma nefapo efimbo.
Mm.
Ove ukafiku omu ukulupe nga shomu chetuli. Sama napo efimbo letu.
Okay.
Umawa ongale odorongo.
Mm.
Inoka landula enjila noma nefe momapuka.
Mm.
Ninaru sengete ya modorongo. Nasika esha ya lakucha, umunuma mefemo mapuka, umunuma mefemo elimonjeli.
Yeah.
Alushila ambika kuma mefemo mawanawa,
mm.
Ota aduruku shenjonga la mwenye wa yekucha. Ndakuwa ushenjonga la mwenye wange, upondidure kukala, umunu mwanawa mashuwana, uta aduru kutunga, nuku ya mbidida o familia ye.
Okay.
Mm.
Alright. Ay, natukupa ndure tate Eliasa?
Ndapandula meme.
Hmm. Okay.
And then.
Ah, we are back again.
All right. Let's just go for a short break and then we can reflect on that.
Yaphila namhlanje Benje kabanga kuthi ngiyofa Ubunyama bangukubuzela Bengingasaboni kusasa Kodwa uNkulunkulu wangona Wangikhipha emgodini Nginikuphefumula okusha Manje sengimezinyaweni zami Yaphila I am alive. Can you see me shine? wokumona galo landisinda bayokupila. I'm not the same. I've been refined by fire. Angisafani ngahlanjululwa ngomlilo. I'm alive. 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 Yapila. Pila pila.
They wrote me off, said I never make it, counted me out. When I was down and breaking, but something in me refused to surrender. Remember, remember, every battle made me bolder. Every mountain put me closer to the person I was meant to be. No, I walk in victory. I'm wrong.
I give all
for every lesson, every blessing. I'm wrong.
I give
for every season, I'm still breathing.
Siapila.
Siapila. Yes, I am.
Siapila. I'm not the same. I've been refined by fire. Angisafani ngahlanjululwa ngomlilo. I'm alive. Alive. Alive.
Ngiyaphila. Pila pila. Yes, I am. Ngiyaphila. Yapila, siyabonga.
Yapila,
siyabonga.
Yapila,
I'm living proof of grace. Ibu faga zibomusa. Yapila.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know. You love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the you in UNAM is you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app.
Yeah, now it's 8:15 minutes from 8 o'clock now, and we are good to be back. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we're inviting you always to tune in from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning as we dive into great discussions that really intertwined with our life, with our psychosocial well-being and mental health. And the topic that we have on board or today, it's more of the influence on first-time offenders. The first-time offenders, the influence on the first-time offenders. And we have been listening to Mr. Elias, who is one of the ex-convicts who came out of prison, and they just want to make their life better, regardless of the challenges that he is facing. He's really, really willing to fight, and that is the reason why he is even always engaging with us on topics and programs like this. And right now, we're just going to reflect on that, sometimes you'll be wondering on how prison looks like, right? Especially on the first time offenders, you getting in a new place, which is crowded with a lot of people with different criminal records. And then you'll be wondering, where will I be placed? How does it feel? Because you are just the first time person that is coming in prison, and you don't even know what is happening, or you don't even know what is going to happen to you. You don't even know for how long you are going to stay there, because you can be sentenced to 10 years and then you end up to 14 years, 15 years or 20 years, depending on your behaviors, depending on the condition in the prison itself, depending on how you are engaging with other members regardless, right? And when you are a first time offender, it's always different. It is always different. But he said that will only depend on who you are, right? The influence from, on the first time offenders, and he said it's probably 90% is negative, but that will depend on the kind of a person you are. Because after all, you know why you went to, the reason why you went to prison. You will tell yourself, why am I here? Am I one of them? Or am I here by accident? Am I here because I made a mistake? Or why am I here? That will remind you of, to reconsider on why you are there and how you are going to behave. So one of the thing that he mentioned is that discipline. If you are disciplined and you know your why, reasons why you are in a correctional facility, then you'll be able to handle the outcome that comes with either you staying there for so long, or you just finishing your sentence or whatever duration that you are given, and then you have to go home. With discipline, you being disciplined enough to remember that, no, me, Penny Jonas, I'm here for one reason. I did ABCD, but that was a mistake, and I want to correct it. And if for me to correct it, I have to do something about my behaviors. I have to do something about the engagement with other inmates. So it has to start with you. No one has to remind you on why you are here, right? So that is the first thing. Discipline is the key. If you are disciplined to tell yourself that, no, I cannot fight another offender. I cannot fight an officer. I cannot insult someone. I cannot do ABCD. The discipline will help you to walk away. Let me say you were just incarcerated for 8 months. I remember he mentioned something about someone who was just incarcerated for, he was given 8 months, but he ended up staying even more for more years. I don't know. I can't remember if he said 10 years or was it 20 years, right? So you go there as a very fresh new person, but remember you are meeting people there. You are meeting offenders who have been incarcerated for a very long period of time. You are meeting offenders who have been going back and come back to correctional facility multiple times, right? And you are just new. So be disciplined enough to know that I came here alone and I know the reason why I'm here, right? Now, think of someone who went to the correctional facility or who went to custody just for 8 months. And later on, because you decided to not to be emotionally intelligent enough to avoid the chaos, to avoid some of the gangsters, to avoid not getting involved with a lot of weird things, you end up stabbing people in the correctional facility. You end up getting another criminal record on your name, and you end up even having another years and years added to your name, and you have to serve them. You have to serve them, right? You have to. So discipline is the key. Discipline is the key, and discipline comes within you. You'll be lucky if you have to find some other people. As he mentioned it, that if you have to find someone that really knows you and truly cares about you, that person might take you throughout the process that, no, you know you are here, but you have to stay away from some of the things. Avoid ABCD. Avoid that man. Avoid that woman. Avoid that gang at all cost. Don't speak back, right? You'll be lucky. If you are lucky to find someone that you know, probably from your village or probably from your location, then that's it. But if you are not privileged to find someone in the correctional facility who have been serving for years, then believe me, no one is going to guide you. People will let you falling in the pit and that's it, because they know you can't leave them there. You are just here for 8 months, and all of a sudden you serve 8 months and then you will leave them. Why? They will make sure that they will plant something rotten in your mind for you to be that person who can literally do anything, and then you can lose control. The next thing you hear is you are being incarcerated again. There are some years added to it. All right? Another influence is the weight of crimes. You know, when you're going to the correctional facility, that depends on the crimes that you have committed. You know, some will go there because you have a criminal record of rape. Some have a criminal record of armed robbery. Some have criminal record of just theft. Right? Normal stealing. Some have criminal record, like a lot and a lot and a lot. When you are going there, you find men. Right? You find your fellow offenders. And then they will look at you. What did you do? I love how Atat Eliasa was just narrating it on. They will ask you, what did you do? What is your name? No, I'm who. Okay, tell us, why are you here? Why are you part of us? No, you know, at our village, we were trying to break in Huhu's Shebin, and then what, another fight arise, and then what. Okay? So that is why you are here. Sorry, they'll ask you like that. They would want to weigh your crime and compare it to theirs. And then challenges will start, like, you as a man. So the only reason that you came to prison or you came to the correctional facility is just because of you broke in Mekulu's Shebin, or you break in where, and that is why you are here. And remember that time when they are comparing your criminal record to theirs. Remember them. They have robbed banks. Remember that for them, they have murdered someone. They have raped someone. They did something that they will make them feel like, no, even if I did this, it's really worth me being in prison. So I can't be in prison because I broke in Huhu Shebin. Because I did what, because I slapped my girlfriend. They will give you that pressure. And that pressure on you, it will not just come and neutralize. No. Something will take place in your mind, your mental capacity. Something will be, it's like, it's a seed that which is planted. Now think of comparing yourself, like, okay, now look at me. Am I in the same room with people, when he was reflecting on what he said, something about newcomers. Just as you as a new student at a very new school, meeting those old students there, and then they have to mistreat you. That is exactly what happens in the correctional facility rooms. You being a newcomer there, they'll make sure that they did dirty on you. they'll do dirty. That's it. For you to feel like you, this is not home. This is your new home and you have to adapt. So what happens is, now looking at it, you are traumatized and you feel like, no, even those people who are coming after me, they have to feel it. There is no way. Sorry, my beautiful audience. There is no way. I came here. I was abused. I was harassed. I was discriminated and I was stigmatized. And now somebody after me will just come here and relax. I'm going to do the same. And that is exactly what they do. Right? That is exactly what they do. And then the influence just go on, passing generations to generations. Right? There is another influence which now we also have to reflect on. I remember there was a time that we have a discussions on the impact on supporting ex-convicts. And you know, with the support, I keep saying support shouldn't just start in the society when they are back, when they are free from the correctional facility. It has to start from within, right? It has to start from their correctional facility. And that is where these ex-convicts keep sharing with us on this program that when you are not supported, you feel helpless, you feel hopeless, and you won't have faith to walk out of that prison wall and be a better person. Because you feel like, who am I living for? Does it even make sense for me to go out there and be a better person again when I'm here and nobody's supporting me? So another influence is lack of support. What happens when someone is not supported? You know, when Tadeliasa said that once you go there, some people go there, right, as first-time offenders, and you don't have anybody that is supporting you, right? No one is even sending you money to go buy your cosmetics. No one is sending you money to, or even not even money, at least just to buy you even clothes, just one to wear. You'll be there feeling like you don't have anyone, right? And that comes with a lot of negative effect. How? You end up wanting to steal from other people, right? You end up wanting to steal. You end up wanting to have more, but you can't have it because no one is supporting you. People have, you now look at your fellow offenders. They have a support. They have people who are supporting them. And then there is you who don't have anyone. What do? You start looking closer on other people. You start looking for closure. You start looking for protection. You start looking for all that to make sure that you have someone that is supporting you. And with that support, it comes with a lot of effect, right? That one will just influence your correctional facility socialization. It will just increase. You end up, you would want to team up with other people. And then that is when he mentioned that you end up recruited in gangs. Right? And when you are being recruited in gangs, you want to gain that support, right? You want to gain that support. You want to gain that support from them. You want to fit in. You want to learn the new criminal skills. how to commit even those bigger crimes. And that is, we call that peer influence. He mentioned about a lot of gangs. A lot of gangs. You'll be joining gangsters of people who steal from others, gangster of murdering others, you know, stabbing and doing what. It's just so a lot. You'll be looking for closure in people. And even that, it will affect you, it will push you to a point whereby you want to learn new criminal skills. How do they do it? You just want to know, how do they do it? You want to be exposed even to criminal thinking patterns. Because when you form gangs with other people, when you are recruited, you'll be able to know more when it's come to criminals. And later on, you are part of them. You are one of them. So the peer influence in the custody or in the correctional facility, it will push you. It will push you. That place will become a place where you just want to learn. You want to learn about crimes because you feel like there is no way out for you. That is what we have to do. And another pressure or another influence is the labeling effect. You being someone that is labeled as a criminal, you know, you start seeing yourself that you are a criminal. You start accepting yourself that you are a criminal. You start feeling rejected and withdrawing yourself even from family associations, the society itself. And then you just start to believe that you are not part of them. You are part of the criminal gang. Because that is what you are labeled for. And that is what you happen to label yourself and adapt to that. That is an influence. Right? That is an influence. And then some have, you know, within the correctional facility space, you know, as a first-time offender, right, when you are going there, some people have lost their job. Some people have lost their careers. Some people have lost their educational opportunities. Some people even lost their family support. So that loss of pro-social identity, they'll just become, they'll think of, no man, I don't think with all these factors, I have to return home or in my society and I have to make it again. Maybe this is an environment whereby I have met my fellow people and we better take it from here, you know? For them just to think of returning to home and they don't have work again, you're not going to go to school again. If you have to go to school, you have to struggle again with friends. You have to go back to home again and argue with your uncles. Your nephews and nieces are looking down on you because of what you did. No one is even understanding you. So with that, they'll just adapt. And then they'll feel like, ah, it's okay. Maybe this is where I'm meant to be. So there is a lot of influence on first-time offenders, and it affects them in so many different ways, right? But even that, another thing maybe we have to look at is I don't know if I have spoken about it, but I think I didn't just really did so much, didn't get in depth of it. It's the exposure to prisonal culture. You know, prisons have their own norms. They have their own rules. The violence is a form of respect, the distrust of authority, and the loyalty to criminal groups. Remember, I've told you, like, there is a lot of gangs there. you'll be recruited in that gang. And you have to be loyal to it, just like a club. A football club. It's just lately when I keep seeing people playing for a lot of football club. You are playing for what, you are playing for where, you are playing for where. But when it comes to the prison culture or the correctional facility culture, you should be loyal to that criminal group. If you are in a gang which is named for a specific thing, you better stay loyal to it. Because if you are here, even Dadelia said that you can't serve two kings, right? You might fail one. You can't be in the correctional facility and this week you are with this gang. The next week we are with the other gang. It's like today you are with SWAPO, tomorrow you are DTI, the other day you are with IPC, tomorrow you are, no, you get yourself killed. People get rid of you very, very fast because you are a backstabber. Because they can't trust you, right? And then the violence which comes with respect. He said, there are those people who are known for violence. If that man has to stand up in a crowd, all of you know that you're not going to say a word. It's like you have to bow to a king. And that person is like, he is respected like that. Now you're looking at it, you'd want to adapt to this behavior just to survive. You'd want to be part of them, to make sure that you fit in and you feel like, no, this is home again, and I have to be here. And believe me, there is no way out. If you are not to reconsider about all of these things, then there is no way out. Another influence is on the psychological impact. Right? Because remember, you being incarcerated, it comes with fear. It comes with anxiety. It comes with anger. It comes with resentment. It comes with trauma. It comes with a lot of things. You know? And then those emotions, they respond every day to how you feel. And then those responses, they can increase the likelihood of the future of even offending. How? You know, I've seen a lot of people with untreated trauma. Think about your colleague with their emotions. And then you'll be wondering, what is really happening? Think about your sibling who just erupts like a volcano eruption, or what should I say? Because this person has untreated trauma. These people will be blaming themselves. These people will have fear. These people, they have anger. And they're just angry. And they lack even anger management. You don't even know how to respond to a fellow somebody. You don't even know how to respond to a situation just because of your trauma. So with these people having their trauma, and then them being in the correctional facility again with all this influence, do you think they're going to be better people? No. It's like they still have, something is just increasing. Something is just adding to their even offending. They'll even become worse people. I remember when I had a conversation with Ninja, and then he was telling me that the correctional facility is not, what did he say? It's not these fancy hotels that we always keep hearing about. Prison is a hall. And for you to work out with a better mental capacity, it really takes courage. It takes self-awareness, self-actualization, just for you to know that, oh my goodness, with my trauma, I have to consult my counselors, my psychologists on it to make sure that it's just working out. Otherwise, there is no way out for me. With my anger, I really have to work on my anger management because I might end up even fighting fellow inmates to a point whereby, I'll even commit another crime. Fighting is another crime in the Krishna facility. Imagine if you have to go to an extent whereby you have to stab a fellow inmate. And so worse that even this person has to die. Right? What will happen to you? It will take so much time for you to forgive yourself. And the more you can't forgive yourself, the more the anger will grow, the more it will erupt out, and that is game over for you. So there is a lot and a lot and a lot, a lot, a lot of influence. Right? And then we come to, what is this? People who learn criminal behaviors, through interaction with others. From the beginning, they have mentioned of how you come to the correctional facility with just a little crime that you have committed. Because remember, we are still speaking about why do you think, the influence on first time offenders, on why do you think you go to, why do you think, in most cases, you offenders will be taken to custody for minor offenses, something very small. But the influence that is coming from the fellow inmates lead even to bigger crimes. Why do things like that? So now, looking at all of those influence, what do you think should be done? And that is when we had a conversation with Mr. Elias. He was mentioning something like, and he pressed the button on the first time offenders, which are mostly, let's say, a young person. So a young person that will go to custody, not just very young. Maybe we can say somebody who is 19, somebody who is 20, because that is really a young person, right? Someone that really have a good life, promising future, and they'll just go to custody even for 8 months. And then he was like, no, he thinks something is not really right because of all of this influence. This child will just try to rob someone or to take somebody's phone, and then they'll be taken to custody. When they're taken to custody, there is no a division of saying, this is a division of 20 years old person, or this is a division of who robbed a phone. This one is for who robbed a bank. This one is for who raped someone. This one is for who. This one is for who. So as you are on your waiting in the custody, you are just together like that. So now imagine of a very young person who will go there. And when they go there, they will meet those people who overstayed. And then you as a new person. So he was suggesting something like, okay, maybe what if, especially custody, right? The custody. What if when somebody is going to custody, maybe there should be divisions. Maybe there should be go sections of saying, this is for who did what, this is for who did what, this is for what, this is for what. Instead of just putting everyone together like that, what if maybe, or another thing is like, maybe they should also look at some sort of discipline, weighing the weight of what you did or looking at what you did, and then they'll just try to, maybe they'll just figure out on how to discipline you instead of just placing you together with even people who did bigger crimes, who committed bigger crimes. Maybe that's also gonna help, because if it's really bad, that you go to custody for 8 months and then when within that time you meet other people who influence you and influence you, who recruit you in something different, and then you end up just being part of the gangs, you end up committing even bigger crimes that you didn't really want to commit. You end up feeling like you end up earning power which did not really belongs to you. Because, you know, the influence that comes with talking, hearing stories. Think of somebody like, look at you, I'm like, will you be able to rob a bank? Or the influence that will come out, so you only did ABCD. You as a man and you're in prison because of what. No, you can't be a man and you're, you know, those things that comes with so much pressure. And, you know, one thing that I've realized or noticed about men has pride. They would want to do more. Your fellow inmates will influence you and you cannot even look it from that angle that this person, I think I need to be careful about this person. I think I need to stay away from this person. No. You even start touching your, feeling your shoulders like, I'm a man. Maybe it's high time that I man up. Maybe it's high time that I start speaking the man's language. You see? So it's just something that very pitiful, because as innocent as you are, these people are recruiting you. These people are damaging your mind. These people are getting you into something that you regret really of going there, if you have to look at the consequences, especially when you are growing time to time. But you won't even realize that now, because you feel like, no, I can do it. Because that is the time that you are very, very angry. That is the time that you feel like the world has no better place for a poor man. That is when you feel like you have to use your mind, you have to use your strength, you have to do better as a man, and you don't know what are the consequences with all that comes with, I'm a man, and I have to do, to be a man, I have to do what other men are doing, I have to do ABCD, you know? Sometimes when I'm looking at my own life, I'm like, oh, I think sometimes when I'm doing something, I really need to slow down, that when I'm doing something, I have to look at all the consequences that comes with it. Lately, when I started working on my my emotional intelligence, I've learned to respond less, especially when I'm angry. That's why a lot of people know me for being a very quiet person, less argumentative, because I don't like arguing. Because as much as I argue, I know inside there, inside my heart, I'm about to burst. And when I'm about to burst, it's either I throw back an insult, it's either I want to fight, it's either, you know, something that will destroy the two of us. And that really taught me, the power of emotional intelligence, that really taught me to calm my emotions. Every time I would speak to myself, okay, Penny, just calm down. Don't say that. Delete that message that you are typing. Don't do it. Right? But the statistic is saying that, or has proven that, majority of us, we lack emotional intelligence. We allow our emotions to control us. And that is why we get influenced by anything. You can be very disciplined, but if your ears like listening to people if you like taking people's advice without you having to evaluate it, without you having to weigh it and analyze it and look from both sides, what are the percentage of me benefiting from this? What are the benefiting of me losing on this? Then you will know. Then you will know what you are getting yourself into. Most of the times we just look for the way out. I have to do it because I have no any other option. I have to do it because now I'm in this condition and I have to adapt to it and I can't run away from it. I have to do it because you are trying to prove even to people in a new environment that you are capable. But are you really capable? Are you trying to look for a solution or you are trying to resolve the mistake that you did in a very good manner? We don't really look at that. And that is the reason why we mostly get influenced. And my beautiful audience on board, especially to my ex-convict that I dearly, dearly love so much, because I believe when you walk out of that prison wall, you have admired to be a better person for yourself and for your family and for the society, for us that are looking up to you. You are not there to prove to anybody. Do it within that I want to do this again. Challenges are there, yes. Especially the unemployment rate is very high and you are one of the victims. But you just going out there and wanting to do something better for yourself without touching people things, without getting involved in so many, many, many bad things, so many, many gangs, so many. Take a look at it. Are you very patient? Are you willing to learn? Some of you are going through the stigma, but now that you walk out, because remember, anything can happen to you, right? Anything can happen to you, but are you ready? Are you ready to fight back? Especially in terms of now, you being unemployed, you being stigmatized, you having limited support and whatnot, are you willing to? So it's something that you have to also consider and just take your way out and make sure that you are a better person for yourself. Maybe you can just go for a short, very, very short break. And then we can just conclude on that.
Oh, I have a business idea, but I need help to get it started.
My dear, I have the perfect solution for you. Look no further than the Basecamp Business Incubator.
Basecamp Business Incubator? What's that?
The Basecamp Business Incubator is a startup incubator and innovation hub on a mission to educate, equip, and empower visionary entrepreneurs. Tune into the business and economics segment every Monday live on Eagle FM from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to hear about the testimonies from the young entrepreneurs that have walked through the hallways of the Basecamp Business Incubator. Visit www.basecamphub.com for more information and start your business journey now.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chika osha fasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya wo.
Yeah, no, that is it for today. And I hope that you always stay tuned and just always just listen to this program, because you know, with this program or with this show, it's not just about the ex-convicts, it's about all of us, as I've been narrating it. And I hope you'll be always tuned in every Sunday, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning with me, your host, Penny Ambeko Jonas. And that's it from me. Until we see each other next Sunday.